At LV, our car insurance comes from the heart. That's why we've just launched our new multi-car cover. One policy and one renewal date means it's one simple way for you to save on your family's cars. So just imagine how much you can save by insuring two, three, or even more cars with us. To get your exclusive multi-car discount from the Which? Insurance Provider of the Year 2017, go direct to lv.com. T's and C's apply.
Ladies and gentlemen. Podcasting since 2005. You are listening to Gamertag Radio with your hosts Godfrey, Pete Rock, Paris, Pasta.
I won this club.
Come on. Welcome to Gamertag Radio, episode 562. This is your host, Danny, aka Godfrey. Yes, I'm back, ladies and gentlemen. Back. And also joining me this week, co-host, let's go with P-Rock. Pete.
What's up?
What's up?
How you doing, dude? How are you doing? It doesn't matter about me.
Feeling a lot better.
Good.
We'll talk about more about what happened last week and everything. But yeah, I've been good, man.
That's really good. That's good. That's all that matters, dude.
And also we have Paris here in the house. Paris.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? And yeah, just like Pete said, how are you doing? Everything's good, right?
Much better.
Good.
Much better. It was a very crazy week last week. And I know a lot of people have been hitting me up that, you know, a lot of them already know what's going on and everything. And I just want to say thank you to every single person that hit me up via email, privately, DM, on Twitter, Facebook, everywhere. Just thank you. It means a lot to me, man. So, but very quick, before I mention what's going on, head over to GamertagRadio.com, post your comments and feedback, and also you could go to play.it/gamertag, and you can listen to our episodes there, and make sure to share it with your friends. You can also find us on iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and other places, exactly like Stitcher. That's another place you could go there. And yeah. Everything is good, man. So email us, fanmail@gamertagradio.com. That's fanmail@gamertagradio.com. Or give us a call, 786-273-7GTR. That's 786-273-7GTR. This episode is going to be all about fan mail. We'll be getting a lot of voicemails and emails. But before that, let me explain what happened last week. So originally, we were planning to record an interview with Ryan McCaffrey from IGN. I was very excited. Paris was ready. I was ready. Right, Paris? Last week? We were like on the roll already with the hard questions and everything, man. And I was driving from work, and my dad called me, and he told me that my grandmother passed away last week. And it was a very emotional day when I found out. And I emailed Ryan. He said he's down to do the interview some other time. And I had to basically leave to Dominican Republic. I haven't been there in 21 years. I went there, was it Tuesday morning? And I got there like around 10 a.m. It was a very life-changing trip for me, man. I haven't seen a lot of my family members in a very, very long time. Getting there, it felt like a dream, man, like a crazy, crazy dream. And then I went to the small town where my family is located at. And, I was there for like the whole week, and, I was crying a lot, man. I went to my grandmother's funeral and everything. And then after that, the next day I went to see my grandmother that I haven't seen in 21 years, man. And that was like another emotional right over there. For those that are listening, man, like I know everybody's loving the whole video game stuff and everybody's partying, having fun. Whenever you get the time, man, go see your family. Because it hurt me so much, man, last week. Because, you know, I had opportunity to go over there and I didn't. And I was just, I felt bad, man. I felt like crap last week.
Well, you know, the thing about it is, and obviously I definitely sympathize for you and your family, obviously going through that tough time. It made me realize I need to go home. I really do. I was just talking about this before the recording. I've not been back to Tampa for any meaningful time since 2000. And I went there one day in 2007 because I was at an event in Orlando. And before that, you know, I'd been gone since, you know, I was, you know, in college and in the Navy in the early 90s. It's like I've really not been around my family in 20 years and I need to go home. And like I said, we were just talking about this before we recorded, you know, obviously what happened with Danny. I mean, obviously seeing the news, all these famous people starting to die too. It's just like, it's starting to get a little too close to home. And I would really hate to lose one of my family members. And I passed on the opportunity to go see him when I had the chance. So I'm making it a point to go to take myself and to take my kids with me too. You know, to go see my family and see my extended family, just everybody, not just my mom and my sister, but just trying to see all my cousins, everybody, you know, because it's where I'm from. I'm the person I am because of where I grew up. So, you know, I can't forget that. So, you know, it's sad that you had to go back to the DR under those circumstances, but I'm happy that you went, if that makes sense. Because, you know, I could
the same way.
Yeah. I could just see just through your Facebook posts and you sent us some pictures and stuff like that. You were seeing it was bringing back so many memories for you. That's what I took from it. And like I said, it affected me, too. I'm like, man, I got to have that. I got to go do that, too. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like my cousins, they were there and we went to my grandmother's room and they had a lot of pictures she'd been saving since the 60s, man. And even before that too. And I found a lot of pictures like of my dad. He used to be a DJ back in the days in Dominican Republic. And you see him with the microphone and the radio and everything. And it reminds me a lot of what I'm doing now, man. You know, like I learned a lot of history about my family over there, man. And yeah, man, just take your time, man. Like I know we're having fun a lot right now, those gaming stuff, but family comes first, man. And if you had opportunity to see your family members, like go for it, man. You know, to me, it's like super important. And it was a very life-changing trip for me. And one last thing before we change topics, you know, I went to my stepmom's small town over in Dominican Republic, and I met this lady, man, super cool. We were talking, you know, for the longest, and she straight up was like, oh man, you gotta come to my house. I gotta show you my little business, you know, because I used to work, but I don't have a job anymore. So I started my own business here in front of my house. I'm like, oh sure, I'll go over there, man. And man, when I went to her house, dude, man, it broke my heart, man. I got to see her house, and right in front of the house, she has like little bottles of gasoline that she will sell that to like the people, the bikers and stuff, or if anybody last minute needs gas for their car and stuff like that for cheap. And I took a picture. I went back to my dad, and I couldn't leave without giving her something, man. You know, and I went back, gave her a hug, and I left her money, and I was like, everything will be all right, man. And it was something life changing to me, man. And it was good I did that, man. You know, I left the Dominican Republic right. You know, and I feel good getting all these messages from our listeners and from you guys, and you guys worked really hard this week without, you know, me not even being around, and it means a lot to me, man. So thank you.
Well, it's awesome. As you said, it's family. And as much as we talk about, you know, video games and stuff like that, the friendships that have grown as a result of this experience that you built up over the last 10 years, 11 years, Jesus, you know, we've built more than friendships. We've built lifelong bonds amongst each other. And you know, I'll always consider you guys, you know, family members. You guys are like my brothers. So, and on that note, I think I also need to bring up the fact, you'll notice over the past couple of shows, we're missing another cog of the GTR family here. It wasn't an easy decision, but it was a business decision for, you know, to make sure that GTR moved forward in a positive experience, in a positive light. So moving forward, Poston is no longer a part of the GTR squad. He's still a member of our hearts as a friend, as a brother, as a family member. But for personal business reasons, he's moving on. Hopefully, you know, we can have him on the show later. Just, you know, yeah, to catch up as a guest to see how he's doing, keep tabs on him, you know, just because I'm sure we've got listeners that are wondering.
That's my little bro, man. Like we're still cool. It's not no drama. I don't want people to think that we're cool as hell, man. You just sometimes, you know, life, man. You know, you gotta do what you gotta do in life, man. So, you know, much love to Poston and thank you, Poston, for everything, man. You know, he's been there since day one, so very long time. So, but Pete, we have a lot of questions, I believe, for this episode. So it's time for we haven't done this in a while, Pete. Uh-oh. You ready? Ready for this?
Let's do it.
All right. It's time for fan mail.
Fan mail at gamertagradio.com.
Fan mail.
Wow, P, you got a little better. Not bad.
It's been a while. It started off with a slow emotional entry to the show. You know, kind of wasn't ready for it. Almost caught me with a tear in the eye, but you know, it's all good. The Charmin moment is over. Let's get our fan mail on.
It's the best thing about this, man. I'm just expressing myself out there, and I hope I change people's lives. We're having fun here, man. We're having a lot of fun here. So, all right. So we're going to play this voicemail straight all the way from the Middle East. I'm excited for that. I'm excited. So let's play it right now.
Hi, this is at Mashimata, currently deployed to the Middle East. Why is the gaming media claiming PS Neo is anti-consumer, but yet why does Nintendo always get a free pass every time they do iterative upgrades on their handhelds and consoles? Because, I mean, even I bought a new 360 after they finally got an HDMI port, because my original $500 console came with composites. As usual, keep up the good work and keep my mind off the desert. All right, thanks. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you for calling. Awesome that we have callers from all over around the world. The guys, your thoughts about this voicemail?
Well, he's right. Why does Nintendo get a free pass? Why is Nintendo allowed to make different iterations of a 3DS that games kind of sort of work on the old ones, but they really don't? You kind of need to get the new hardware to experience the newer games. So he's right. And Sony's catching heat for potentially doing the same thing. And I'm sure if and or when Microsoft announces what they're going to do, it'll be a similar scenario. But I really don't have an answer for him other than, you know, when we look at Sony's situation, if the rumors are to be believed of the mandates that they're putting out to developers, I think they're trying to avoid what Nintendo's doing. But we will not know that until these games start rolling out and we have these two systems side by side and we see, are we going to still have a smooth experience on the base model or is everything going to be pushed towards the Neo? We just simply won't know. Like I said last week, my theory is I think things will stay on par for the first couple years, and then you're going to kind of start to see a push towards, hey, you might want to buy the new hardware if you really want to play this game in all its full glory, you know?
Yeah. I mean, every company does it, man. I don't see anything bad about it as long as optional, that you need to buy it. You know, like me, I'm debating, should I get a PlayStation 4K version? Should I? I mean, if there's nothing new, I don't have a 4K, then why I need to get it besides the whole 4K thing? Like, I just waiting for the details right now, like the official details, you know? But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see during E3. We're definitely going to find out more about that during E3. So, Pete, anything else before we go to the next question?
We kind of covered this, Paris and myself. I just wanted to hear your opinion on it. You know, it's, I think with the way technology progresses at such a high clip, these days, it kind of makes sense for the consumer. Mm-hmm. Now, there's two sides of that, but I think it makes sense to shorten that 8 to 10 year lifespan to maybe a 4 or 5 year lifespan. Get the best opportunity for the best gaming experience. Now, I know you've said in the past it doesn't have to be always be about hardware, but hardware gives the right opportunity to the gamer, to the consumer, and it gives them mm-hmm. it gives the best platform for the developer to build off of. And if you're still running on 2013 technology in 2016, you're kind of limited. So I think it's good for gaming in general.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is Gamer Tag Radio. Voicemail 786-2737-GTR.
Let's go with the next voicemail.
Hi, guys. Gamer Tag Radio. This is Xbox Gamer Tag Maniacs. I wanted to talk to you guys about the new Xbox that might be coming out. Personally, I don't have a problem with it as long as they're not removing any features. If I really feel the need to update, I can always turn in my old Xbox One for the new system. Probably only hit for $100, maybe $200 at the most if it's any features I really, really want. As long as they go a similar route as sounds like what PlayStation is doing, where you don't have to buy the new console. It's an update if you do, because I don't really have an issue. You know, it's great that they have another console with more options, and I've had my console for a little more than a year now. I'm not gonna be upset if I miss out on a couple of little minor things. But if they come out and say, "Oh, it's gonna be a brand new system, and it's not backwards compatible, and any new games are going to be on this," then, yeah, I'm going to be upset because then I'm going to be missing out. You know, these console generations usually take about 8 years to come through. And for me, that's fine spending $400 on a game system that often. But if they want me to try to plot down that much money every 4 or even less years, that's just not feasible. That's why I'm not a computer gamer. That's why I game on my console. I can buy it once, not have to worry about updating, upgrading, changing out graphics cards. I just throw a game in and it plays. That's, as a console gamer, convenience is key. I know you guys are definitely more on the computer side and being able to have the latest and greatest. But me, I can't do that. I can't spend a couple $100 a month, a year on upgrades. But that's my opinion about the new system. If they want to add Bluetooth, if they want to add anything else, that's cool with me, as long as they don't remove anything, and or as long as they don't make my console remove any features from my console. But peace out, guys. Bye.
All right, and this one, he talks about the Xbox, the new Xbox system that's coming out. Is it what, Xbox 1.5? I mean, I don't know how you call this, but I know you guys talked about this last week's episode, right?
Yeah, we did. Definitely. And again, I want to know what Danny's, you know, thoughts are on a new 1.5 and a PS4K.
All right. I'm one of those people that also purchased, well, actually, they got us a the new version of the Xbox 360. Once it got announced during E3, because we didn't know, we showed up at E3 and everybody was there at the press conference, got a free console. Remember that, Paris? We were there.
Oh yeah.
I was also, now here's the thing, if I didn't get that for free, I would have gotten it and buy, because there was a certain things that I was like, okay, this is okay, I don't mind spending money on it. Now here's the thing, with this new version that's coming out, If it's something that's just like, okay, it works on a, it's going to look better on a 4K TV, then I would not buy it. But if there's features there that will make the system better, faster, you know, that is not something that you need to buy, then I'll think about it. I might get it. Now, if it's something that is just, like I said, the PlayStation, they just look good on TV, I will not buy that at all. Like, that to me, it will be a waste of money. But if, that's the thing, I don't have a 4K TV, so it's like, what is the purpose for me to buy this? You know what I'm saying? So, but if it's something like loading times is a lot faster, the dashboard is a lot faster, everything just better, why not? And just sell my old console. You know,
well, that's what he was even saying in the voicemail. And, you know, obviously, thank you for sending that voicemail. Is he look, he's doing what I would do. I'm like, if I want to get it, then I'm going to basically offset the price because I'm going to get rid of my other console. And I'm not going to spend $400 up for it because I'll probably get, let's just say, $200 for my old console. And, you know, I'll spend $200 to get the new one and I'll keep going. But again, we talked about this last week, but it's just a thing of you as the consumer, they're putting these things out in front of you. You're the one that has to make the choice. I don't see a loser in this scenario because no one's forcing you to buy the console. You're perfectly fine keeping your current Xbox One or PlayStation 4, and you're still playing all these same games. Now, look, we can, like I said, we can have this conversation a few years from now. Maybe that changes, but as it stands in 2016, it's not hurting your gaming experience if you pass on these consoles. You're perfectly fine keeping them. And like he even mentioned in the voicemail, you know, he's not necessarily in a position where he can just throw his wallet at the screen and just make it rain consoles. You know, he needs to be a smart consumer with his money. Yes. So being a smart consumer, it's like you're saying, Danny, you got to look at this logically and go, all right, I want to get it, but what is it really giving me versus what I already have? If it's just a couple few extra sparkles because you don't have a 4K TV, why get it? I mean, I like because like I said last week, I think I'm in the position, and even Pete's in the position of we have a 4K TV, and I think that's where they're pushing this towards people that already have 4K TVs or looking at getting a 4K TV to enhance that experience because they're giving you an all-in-one solution for all your 4K video streaming, and they're going to take the games and they're going to up-res them to a 4K experience. So in that scenario, all right. And, you know, thank the lucky stars, I'm in a position to where if I do want to go out and go get one, I'll go get it, you know? So, but but that's not everybody. And I think that's the key. Like he said in the voicemail, and like you even just said, that's not everybody. The average person is not going to go run out and throw $400 at a new console when the one they currently have works just fine. And they're not doing anything that changes that experience.
At the end of the day, don't buy something just because you're a fan. Buy something because you already know what's going to give you, like, any, like the features. Is it worth it for that price? Everything. Just do research. That's all I'm saying. Do research before you make that purchase. You know? All right. So we have one more voicemail all the way from Charlotte. Let me play that right now.
Yo, what's up, Gamertag Radio? This is Jacob giving you guys a call from Charlotte once again. Couple things I wanted to bring up. First and foremost, the heavily discussed rumors about the PlayStation Neo. Now, you know, you get a lot of people complaining, talking about feeling jipped because, you know, they just bought the PlayStation and whatnot a couple years ago, and now it's a new one coming out and whatnot. But based on the leaks and rumors and everything like that, I want to know how you guys feel about this, because I personally don't feel like I have to buy this new PlayStation. I don't even have a 4K TV yet. I probably will come around Black Friday or so, but I don't have a 4K TV yet. Once I do, maybe I'll make that jump, but until then, I don't deem it necessary. Also, if every game's still coming out on, you know, both ways, what's the difference between saying, like, you know, you have to buy a better TV or you have to buy a new PlayStation? You know, if all it's going to do is make the games look better, if everything still plays on the core PlayStation, that plays on PlayStation Neo, I don't see the pressure in people saying I have to buy this or feeling gypped or anything like that. I just wanted to put my little two cents in about that, you know. I mean, I don't understand it. I do think it's stupid, but, you know, Sony's making moves, I guess. Last thing, guys, don't feel bad because we want more time out of each episode. It's just because we love you so much. We just want to listen to you. And with that being said, keep up the great work, and I hope this episode is 2 hours long.
All right, first of all, thanks for the voicemail. And guys, I believe we already talked about this in the past episodes. Go for it.
Well, it just goes right back to what we were saying before. I mean, we're really just repeating ourselves from the last episode. So I would say go back and listen to episode 561 when it comes to the PlayStation 4K. Again, just comes down to consumer choice if you want to get it or not. I think that Sony is, so again, if the rumors are true, they're doing the right thing by making this consumer friendly as possible, in that you have to make a choice. You're not being forced to buy it. And, you know, like I've been saying for probably the last three or four episodes, it's really going to come down to that E3 press conference when, was it Andrew House or whatever his name is, walks out on stage and delivers that message, because they cannot screw it up. If they screw up the message, it's Xbox One all over again.
Yep. And the price too? You think price matters?
I do think it matters. I think it cannot be more. At this point, it better be $399 or less. Anything above $399, people are going to scream. Look, I'm going to be screaming. I'm going to be in the crowd going, boo, I ain't buying this.
It's got to be the best offering for your money, though. Like, it's got to be what fits you personally. Like, every week can spout off, you know, stats and specs and say, oh, it's got to have an i5 or it's got to have a power PC. It's got to have this much type, you know, this much RAM and this, you know, it's got to be DDR3 versus DDR5. And it. At the end of the day, it's what fits you personally as the consumer. Now, you know, and this goes back to Xbox One / PS4, you know, a couple of years ago. Which one fit you better? For me, it was it was Xbox One. I know for Paris, he wanted to change, so he went with the PS4. I'm not regretting my decision, because I still enjoy my Xbox One to this day. And, you know, Paris, obviously, he's touted the PlayStation / PC game, you know, PC route. So it's what works best for the consumer and for you. You just need to sit down and make a decision. Does this fit what I want or need at this current time? Yes. Okay, then go ahead and buy what you want. If not, then, you know, wait until a better option comes out.
Agree. Yep, definitely. Now one last thing. I'm sorry. One interesting thing I've noted here in the last, you know, couple weeks since Giant Bomb really kind of slam dunk these rumors with the PlayStation Neo, the fact that Sony hasn't said anything confirms it even more for me. Because if these rumors were just completely off base, the price of $399 was completely off base, Sony would get out in front of this and say something. Be like, look, don't get your expectations up too much. You know, this isn't necessarily what we're doing, blah, 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 blah. They'd say something, because if they stay silent until E3 and then they walk out on the stage and don't announce a Neo, or they do announce a Neo and it's $599, let's say, they failed right then and there, because we'll all reject it, because we've been conditioned at this point to expect a new PlayStation and it's going to be $399 and it's going to be 4K. We're expecting that. At this point, anything different than that is going to be a PR nightmare for them. And at this point, they would be getting out in front of it. And the fact that developers are pretty much confirming, not confirming it, but they really are confirming it, they would say something at this point.
Mm. Okay. All right. So we have a couple of emails. Let's go with this one, Pete. You want to read that one? The one that says only multiple consoles? Only
multiple consoles. Yeah. So this is from D Havoc 24. Actually, there's X's in there, so Paris is immediately mad.
can I tell a little story real quick before you read the email? Tell a little story.
Yeah, yeah.
I was playing online earlier, and the dude's name came up with all X's, and I was like, oh my god, this is not going to be a good experience. I know it. He was really cool, nice guy. Really cool. He was even nice to my son. So there you go. I might be wrong about the X's. That's all I'm saying.
did you added him to your friend list?
No, I did not.
still the same. Okay.
All right. This is Dennis Soon. He says, what's good, GTR crew? Just heard episode 560, and it got me thinking about our habits as hardcore gamers. When I met Danny last year in New York City, I mentioned to him that I own three Xbox Ones. Danny, this is like your best friend right here.
Oh, we're close.
Launch
we're
super console close. For work. Cirrus White for the living room. Actually, I'm jealous because I really want that white one. And the Halo 5 version for bedroom. Paris, if you ever come back to the green side, I'll hook you up with a sweet bundle. Anyways, with the upcoming refined PS4, will any of you be keeping your first-gen PS4s or trade / sell them? How many PS4s do you each currently own? Personally waiting for an Xbox One Slim. Thanks for the time, fellas. Happy gaming, y'all. D Havoc 24 with X's all over the place.
I can answer that question. I only have one. And if I do decide to buy a new version, then I'm going to sell my old one. The thing is, I need to have space. I have way too many games, way too many consoles. I need space. So what's the point of me keeping that? You know, so if I do get it, the new version, I'll definitely will sell it or give it away to one of my family members. We'll see.
There you go. There you go. For me, yeah. if I do get another Xbox, I only have one PS4 and it sits in my office. And I have the Xbox One out in the living room. If I were to get that, I would probably take the existing one and put it in my daughter's room. Cause right now she's got an Xbox 360, which she loves. But it'd be a good upgrade for her, considering she does a lot of gaming on my console up in the living room, and it frees me up for a new one in the living room. Right. So okay. If I were to upgrade it, I would keep the existing one and just give it to my daughter and upgrade hers.
Not bad. Paris.
For me, I have two PlayStation 4s and one is really just my son. So I wouldn't get rid of that. He would keep the PlayStation 4 that he currently has. The one that I'm using, which I use on a 4K TV. Yeah, I'd be flipping that to help pay for the PlayStation 4K. I wouldn't keep it. There'd be no need. So, yeah, I would cash it in as soon as I could and get as much money as I could for it and then get the PlayStation 4K.
All right. All right, so speaking about 4K, there's another email here. VR versus 4K follow-up.
We already read that one. I didn't read it specifically, but yeah, I addressed him at the end of last episode.
Okay. All right. What about NX Idea?
I think I deleted that one.
I
can't wait. Well, if you got it, go ahead.
You deleted it.
I did delete. Yeah, I did delete.
Was it important everything. To you? Jeremy from Colorado wasn't important to you. Hey, gamertag nerds.
Wow.
How would you guys
that you know what? That's why I deleted it, because he said that. Don't call me a nerd.
How would you guys feel if the Nintendo NX console included spots to put your NS and SNES cartridges? Would a next generation console that had the ability to play old cartridge games entice you to buy one? What are your thoughts?
That will never happen, dude. Never. I'd rather get it on digital. Like, why you sick an old card?
Why would I want to start blowing into my $500 Nintendo NX console?
Sorry, I don't like the idea. Jeremy, maybe you have a lot of old games collection. Stick with the old consoles. For the new one, it just doesn't make sense, man. Like I said earlier, I don't have no space, and the reason why I don't have no space is because I have so many games. I have everything like boxed up and everything, right? So the best thing for me is I've been downloading games just strictly digitally, and it's been helping me a lot. The only difference is I just needed a hard drive to put into my console, and I've been great with that, man. So digital is the way to go.
Well, this is from, and I hope I'm saying the name right. His name is Edher, Edher. But he's saying, "What's up, crew? Greetings from Mexico. My question, will the launch of PlayStation Neo affect the sales of PlayStation VR? As a consumer, I would spend $500 on an unproven technology, VR, when I can use that same money to buy an improved PlayStation 4 since I already have a good library for that system. Also, what are your thoughts on PlayStation releasing 3 home gaming systems in 3 years? PlayStation 4, PlayStation VR, PlayStation Neo. Is this market manipulation? Thanks a lot. I love having 2 shows a week." All right. Yeah. Thank you. We appreciate the email. I guess I'll answer this. See, that's where I lean, where I say, because even you were asking me this right before we recorded, Danny, would I be getting PlayStation VR at launch? And no, I'm not, because I'm going to wait and see. I want to see how this VR stuff shakes out, who winds up being the leader for VR. And I think I'll go that way. So I'm probably going to hold off until at some point in 2017 before I jump on board. And to answer his second part of his question, where he's talking about is PlayStation trying to manipulate the market, because he is right in the sense that we're going into we're in the third year of PlayStation 4. And here at the end of that third year, they're coming out with allegedly a new PlayStation and then obviously the PlayStation VR. So they're going to have three pieces of hardware, in the market. I just think Sony's just being Sony. I think Sony is a business and they're trying to make money. And yeah, they are trying to manipulate the market and they want you in their ecosystem. So they're trying to throw enough shiny things at you as possible to get you to buy PlayStation things so that you're buying your PlayStation games and you're getting your entertainment content through Sony's, 4K streaming network or whatever. You're getting Blu-rays, Sony, all that. They want you, whatever you're doing entertainment wise, they want you to do it with the PlayStation brand and not something else. So will it work? We're about to find out. Okay, we'll see at the end of this year. Yep. But, you know, they're just doing what they think is best for them.
And are they planning to have like a tour or something that you could actually play the PlayStation VR?
Yeah. And just a shout out to Earl, because he literally sent me this right before we started recording. Ars Technica dropped an article that at a GameStop Investors Day presentation. This was last week. PlayStation VP of marketing John Culler said that the company would start offering in-store demos at GameStop stores in June and plans to show the headset to at least 500,000 potential customers by the end of this year. You know, we kind of talked about this over the past few weeks anyways. You know, what were they going to do to show VR? Because we can talk all we want about VR, but until you actually experience it, you don't understand it. And I raised my hand because that was me too. And now I actually understand VR. This is smart. Look, I don't know how. Here's what I think is going to happen. These damn things are going to be broken in a week because it's GameStop and kids are going to be getting their grubby hands on all this and they're going to break them. That's what's going to happen. You ever walk into a GameStop and try to use a 3DS, the freaking screen is all scratched up and you can't do anything. You try and pick up the demo controllers and they're all broken. Same thing's going to happen with VR. And I'm just old and negative, so what do I know? But this is smart. This is what they need to do. They need to get it out in front of people so they can experience VR, and then they can make an educated decision on if they want to throw money at it and pick it up at launch.
Harris, I've seen what your dog Duke has done to some of the rest of the furniture in your house. The last thing you need is leaving a VR headset and for you to come home and see that thing in shreds. And Duke in the corner of the yard just looking like, nah, I'm not going back inside.
For those that they're trying to save money or trying to get extra money, because there's so many games coming out this year, especially, you know, PlayStation VR,
Oculus,
PlayStation 4K, Oculus, maybe the Nintendo NX. That's a lot of consoles, a lot of stuff coming out. I think the best way for you is to drive with Uber. You know, Uber is a smartphone app that connects with riders with drivers. So as a driver, it helps you make extra money driving your own car, and it's totally flexible. You don't have to quit your day job to make more money, because Uber lets you make extra money on your own schedule. I know Paris and Pete, I've been mentioning this all the time for those that would like to make some extra money. I have friends. We have family members that is doing this on the side, and they're happy so far with it, man. So, and they're making money, which is great, man. You know, so whenever you need to make extra money, just turn on your app and drive. 3 hours here, 3 hours there, and it all adds up. And it's super fast, and it's really, really easy to get started. So first go to drivewithuber.com to sign up for free, and you could do it right now on your phone. And then answer a few basic questions about you and your car, and then get approved. And after that, start driving. That's it. It's very, very easy. So if you want to start working, and if you want to make, you know, start earning extra money on your own schedule, sign up to Drive with Uber today. Just go to drivewithuber.com. That's drivewithuber.com. Once again, drivewithuber.com. And thanks for sponsoring GTR. Paris, we have any more emails there or anything else?
No, I think that's all I got. Unless you guys got another email.
I just want to shout out Elmer Turner. His gamertag ET3 with three lines. Hey, GTR Grew, listened for a grip now and was hooked by the hip hop and gaming influence and the down to earth convo with the homies. I would like to suggest a podcast for fathers and kids, sons, since I know Paris and his son game as well as Danny's niece and nephews. I got a kid too. My son and I would love to join in and chop it up with y'all. What do you think?
Future Seminole.
Hey, never know. Not just gaming, but movie, sports, etc. My son and I talk all the time about the cast. Thanks for all your hard work. P.S. If cats don't like two casts a week and one long one, just listen to both on Saturday, which should equal an hour
or more than an hour.
Yeah, well, especially if you listen to the last week's episode with me and Paris.
Yeah. Yeah. And what was his gamer tag one more time?
ET and then three I's capitalized.
Okay. Yeah, okay. No, shout out to him.
Oh, I got one other thing. Since we got the press release on this, I find it interesting that Valve is starting to go into the video content business because they just signed a deal with Lionsgate and they're going to launch over 100 films on Steam. So it's interesting because, you know, obviously we all think of Steam and we think, hey, that's where I play my video games and stuff like this. But it sounds like they're trying to eventually morph into the one-stop digital shop where you get all your media content from. So it'll be something to keep your eye on. Look, I don't think they're going to be competing with Netflix anytime soon, but you know, hey, this is, you got to start somewhere. So it's interesting that they have this on here, that they're going to start delivering movies from Lionsgate, and eventually I'm sure other studios will jump on board, and we'll see. Who knows? 5 years from now, you know, the whole landscape could look completely different. We may not even consider Valve a gaming company anymore. They may just be a content company.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that move is a very, very smart move because, you know, I play my Steam machine here and there. And that's the only thing that was kind of disappointing. I'm like, I love that I could watch movies on my PlayStation 4, on my Xbox, on even on my Amazon Fire TV device. You know, why I can't do this with my Steam machine? So now by them making this move, I'm going to start using my console even more now. You know what I'm saying? Like, besides the whole gaming stuff, but now I can see this as a multimedia device, you know? So it's kind of frustrating. Watching YouTube through there, it's kind of, I'm not really a fan of it, man. You know, so by them making updates and making the dashboard and the features a lot better, and now they're adding this, I think it's going to be great, man. This is like a great, great move, in my opinion, you know? So, oh, by the way, I got to play this audio, guys. I've been, you know, very emotional, like I said in the beginning of the show and stuff. And I read this article about this kid that actually, this news, I read it back like 2 years ago or so, about this kid that he started playing with his Xbox, original Xbox. And I believe he was playing a racing game. He used to play a lot with his father when he was a kid, and his father passed away and he didn't play with his console for years. So then he started playing the console all over again. And he was like, man, let me go back and just reminisce the time that I used to play this racing game with my dad. So he started racing, and then he sees a ghost of his dad that was still saved in the console. And I'm going to play this audio very quick, and I just want to get, like, the reaction from Pete and Paris. Let's play real quick.
Well, when I was 4, my dad bought a trusty Xbox. You know, the first ruggedy blocky one from 2001. We had tons and tons and tons of fun playing all kinds of games together. Until he died when I was just 6. I couldn't touch that console for 10 years. But once I did, I noticed something. We used to play a racing game, Rally Sports Challenge. Actually, pretty awesome for the time it came. And once I started meddling around, I found a ghost. Literally. You know when a time race happens, that the fastest lap so far gets recorded as a ghost driver? Yep, you guessed it. His ghost still rolls around that track today. And so I played and played and played until I was almost able to beat the ghost. Until one day I got ahead of it. I surpassed it, and I stopped right in front of the finish line. Just to ensure I wouldn't delete it. Bliss.
You guys, as a father, what are your thoughts about this news, man? Because it touched me big time, you know. What are your thoughts? Very quick.
I remember go ahead. I'm sorry.
I remember when we talked about this a couple of years ago when it first came up, and you know, as fathers, I know Paris probably agree with me. It's just you never want your son to grow up not knowing or having a father. I think it's probably one of the most difficult things or decisions. Sometimes it happens outside of anyone's control. Mm-hmm. But you never want, I don't know. It's just, it's really difficult for me to try to even imagine my son growing up at such a young age without having me around. Like, mm-hmm. I'm now that he's gotten to the age where, you know, he's got, you know, he's 17. So now he's like, oh, he's got plans on weekends. You know, we're doing college trips, you know, to see, and it's just, I can't imagine not having him on those weekends anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's, oh my God, that week that he does go away and he's in college and it's going to be an extended long time. I'm going to be a drunk mess in the living room. Of course it's heart touching, and you see it, and you know, when you hear it at the end and he's like, you know, it's at the finish line, I stopped, you know, cause you know, you just want to maintain those memories that you have. And that's all you really have, you know, in this lifetime is those memories. And as long as you can keep them, you know, in your heart and never forget the people that have passed. And, you know, the same with you, you know, with you, Danny, and, you know, my heart goes out to you from last week. You know, that's all you got to do is just cherish the memories you have with the loved ones you got.
Definitely, man. Paris?
I mean, I couldn't have said it any better than Pete. It's just as I was watching the video, I'm saying, don't beat him in the race. Don't finish, you know. And then sure enough, that's what he did. He said he hit the brakes right at the finish line so he could, you know, he'll always have his dad with him whenever he plays that game, you know. And it is funny, just a side note on that, I absolutely love rally sport back in the day. You know, it was definitely ahead of its time, being on the original Xbox, and the fact that that ghost memory of that car will always be there for his dad. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's special, man. And again, it just goes back to all the stuff that's been happening here in the last couple of weeks and just reinforces how important family is. You know, cherish what you got, man, because you never know.
Definitely, man. All right, so we're going to wrap it up, guys. Head over to gamertagradio.com. Post your comments and feedback. And also, you can also check us out at play.it/gamertag. And share with your friends. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or TuneIn Radio, and other places. A lot of people have been hitting us up about the whole Google Play podcast section. We'll see what's up in the future. But as of right now, those are only locations where you can find us and listen to GTR. Also, give us a call, 786-273-7GTR. That's 786-273-7GTR. Or email us, fanmail@gamertagradio.com. And once again, I would like to thank everybody supporting GTR and hitting us up on Twitter and Facebook, man. So, and email, voicemail, everything continue. That hopefully we could do more of this type episodes of the whole fan mail. And I love it. Love it. Anything else you guys want to say before we wrap
it
up?
Yeah. So real quick, last week, I just out of nowhere, me and my friend started playing Borderlands 2 again and been having a lot of fun going back into a game that apparently ages really, really well. So it was so apropos that this past weekend at PAX South, Randy Pitchford came out on stage and was, I think he surprised a lot of people. I know a lot of news coming out of the Gearbox software, you know, is it's all about Battleborn, but apparently we got a new Borderlands 3 coming. So they're recruiting, they're looking for people to help. I believe it's somebody on the game. I think it's the art director from Battleborn is moving over to Borderlands.
Okay.
So there's going to be Borderlands 3 Easter eggs in the Battleborn DLC. So for all of y'all that are waiting to get back into the Borderlands situation, I can't wait. I don't think there's been a bad one yet.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'm super stoked about that. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's awesome. I also still play Borderlands on my Steam machine.
Nice.
Which plays great. Plays really great. Yeah, so, man. Yeah. Paris?
Last thing for me is I don't think Jon Snow comes back until the last episode of this season. I think he's going to be laying on that table until the last episode. That's just my opinion.
Jon Snowboard. Oh, it's so funny.
Okay. All right. All right, guys. Until next time, we are out. Peace in the Middle East. We out.
Peace.
You're listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. Tune in next week.